Lobbyists are getting to work on President Obama's proposal to do away with some forms of college loans. The president wants to continue the direct loan program and also put more money into student grants. NPR's Peter Overby reports on the changes that the president wants to make and the lobbying battle that's generated.
First of all, whatever happens here, it won't affect college loans for next fall. But in the longer term, the question is whether Washington ought to keep on subsidizing privately sourced student loans, something it's done since 1965. The government spends three times more on subsidies for private loans than on direct loans to students. President Obama wants to keep the direct loans going, and he wants to pump up the Pell Grants, payments directly to students.
To help pay for all this, we're putting students ahead of lenders by eliminating wasteful student loan subsidies that cost taxpayers billions each year.
The administration says those subsidies cost the government $94 billion. Today, the United States Student Association plans to hit Capitol Hill with a phone campaign supporting the president. Angela Peoples is the association's legislative director.
Most of the 50 states will be represented, and they'll be calling their senators and their members of Congress.
And in a new TV ad, the group Every Child Matters rolls in student loans with other pro-child elements of the budget proposal.
This kid had checkups, daycare, college loans, and now a good job. This one, a dropout.
Meanwhile, on the other side, the companies and nonprofits that make those subsidized loans have rolled out one of Washington's most popular buzzwords.
We believe preserving choice is an important component in this program.
Jack Raimondi is chief financial officer at the biggest private lender, Sallie Mae. At the industry coalition America's Student Loan Providers, Kevin Bruns wants to keep the two choices, direct federal loans and subsidized.
All the Democratic candidates' health care proposals in the last election and in this administration's health care proposal are completely premised on consumer choice.
Beyond the big question of keeping or killing subsidized loans, this fight involves some serious trench warfare between congressional committees. The budget committees get first crack at the administration plan as they finish up next year's budget. If they agree to move dollars from subsidized loans to Pell Grants, they'd be taking away power from the appropriations committees and giving it to the committees that oversee education. Angela Peoples says the Student Association is among those lobbying for a quick decision.
I just remind these staffers and members that we're in a very, you know, rare time, and we have an amazing opportunity right now to invest in students and invest in America's future.
But Kevin Bruns says his industry association calls for caution.
The Hill strategy right now is to get the members of Congress to keep their powder dry.
That would buy time for Sallie Mae to offer an alternative. Jack Raimondi says it would both preserve the industry and free up funds for the Pell Grants.
We think our proposal will achieve the savings. We think it's better for students and schools.
And then there's another question. Would thousands of workers lose their jobs if subsidized loans go away? Sallie Mae spotlighted jobs earlier this month. CEO Albert Lord announced the firm will bring back 2,000 jobs from overseas. An anchor at CNBC asked why he's doing this.
I mean, it's a very simple answer. The reason we're doing it is it's the right thing to do.
Lord gave that interview from the Sallie Mae facility in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. With him was the local congressman, Paul Kanjorski, an influential Democrat on the House Financial Services Committee. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.